Welcome to the final edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on the show, I'll sit down and talk with Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll look at the top five plays from training camp 2014. But right now, it's time for Coach Coughlin Wired for Sound.
Beautiful day. Gorgeous day. I mean, it's even cool. Breeze is nice. The breeze is nice.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Energy, here we go. Good night, good night, good night. Here we go, here we go. Put your thinking caps on. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. Too slow now, you can't stop. Don't stop, man. You gotta see a target. You gotta look at a target. Come on, Trey, don't take your speed away, son. Don't take your speed away.
You got a great chance here, Corey, if you just get yourself going on special teams.
Fenner, that's it, Corey. Good job. Finish, finish. All right, here we go. Coming off this end. Here we go. Everybody's over here. Let's go, let's go. Here we go, here we go. Faster, let's go. 7 seconds, 7-6. 5-4. Good job there, that's a good job. There you go. That's the way to go, right there. That's the way to go. A little faster, a little faster, a little faster, a little faster.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, yeah, that's a hell of a throw. Wow. Great throw on the move there now. Third down and 9. Second and goal. Third down and 3. Got second down, second down. Way to fire, Curtis. Way to fire, Curtis.
Come on, get the pads going now. Get the pads going.
Hey, can we block somebody? Just somebody. Get up in there! Get up in there! That's a pillow fight! You do realize there are pads on! Good job, that's better! Better! On the ball! On the ball! On the ball! On the ball! Go, go, go! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! There you go! Move around out there! Move around, offense! Let's go!
Best looking play right there.
Good work tonight. I'll remind you now, we're all working together to make our team the best we can be. It's a beautiful night. It's good energy. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Get better. That's all I can tell you. Keep getting better. Look at your mistakes. Correct them. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3, team!
In his 11th season with the Giants, Coach Coughlin still with that intense passion on the practice field. When we come back, we'll look at one of the new faces as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp report after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Well, in the offseason, the Giants went out and bolstered their pass rush by signing a player who played for the AFC champion Broncos. The Giants look to bolster their pass rush in the offseason by signing Robert Ayers from the Denver Broncos. Ayers came into the NFL as a first-round draft pick of the Broncos in 2009. En route to the AFC Championship last year, Ayers played in 15 games with 3 starts at right defensive end. He finished the season with 29 tackles and a career-high 5.5 sacks.
Robert Ayers, we signed from the Broncos, local guy. This guy is just, he knows how to play the game. He's got great technique. He's got great strength. He's got really good inside pass rush moves. So we expect him to come in and kind of give us a combination inside-outside pass rusher and be a spark plug on that defensive line.
Robert Ayers joins us here on the program, and talk a little bit about the transition between Denver and now here in New York and this defense that you're in.
It's been pretty smooth. You know, we got a lot of veteran guys like Matthias and JPP and Cullen. Those guys have kind of, you know, showed me the way, and, you know, the coaching staff has been real, you know, acceptive of me and, you know, helping me blend my personality and my playing style and, you know, with the way the scheme is, trying to utilize me. So it's been a smooth process, and I'm enjoying it and, you know, looking forward to winning.
One of the things that they did here in winning Super Bowls was that NASCAR package that they had, and obviously you're a pass rusher on the outside, but they'll move you inside a little bit too. How do you like that configuration that they use?
I like it a lot. You know, it actually was one of the things that, you know, I did well, you know, coming out of college, and, you know, one of the things that I thought I was going to do, you know, coming into the NFL and, you know, in Denver, that wasn't always the case. But, you know, this staff here, you know, has done a good job of, you know, I guess keeping up with me from back then. And now that I'm here, you know, they kind of see what I did in college and they, you know, gave me the chance to do it here. And so they're kind of seeing my skill set and they're trying to use it. So, you know, that's always good to be a part of a staff that understands your skill set and tries to use it.
Is there a friendly competition amongst pass rushers to see who can get the most sacks?
As always is, you know, and that's what makes it so good. You know, everyone's hungry. You know, we use that word a lot, but, man, we starving out there. You know, I'm hungry. Matthias, you know, JPP, you know, he's wanting to redeem himself. And, you know, all the talk of this, that, and another about the last 2 years, him being hurt, he wants to get out there and destroy people. DeMontre, you know, he's hungry. You know, he's worked his butt off. And Matthias, you know, he has a lot to prove, you know, and he's hungry, man. He's the one guy on this defense that I have never seen take a play off. And, you know, and that's, you know, that goes to how hungry he is. And, you know, and I'm just trying to, you know, I'm starving. So, you know, we all out there trying to get it, you know, and it's very friendly. And, you know, we all work together and we know we all got to depend on each other. And, you know, that's just the defensive ends. You know, we got another pack of Lions in the middle to D-tackle. So, you know, we all just trying to get after it.
What's it like getting to know Coach Coughlin a little bit?
Oh, it's good. You know, I'm the type of guy, you know, I like to, you know, joke with my coaches a lot. You know, I throw a lot of slick jokes at him a lot. And, you know, sometimes he hates them and sometimes he's just like, shut up. And, you know, I'm trying to feel him out. You know, he's a great coach. You know, he's all about business and, you know, he works hard and he wants you to work. And as long as you're working, he's cool with you. When you're one of those guys that's lazy and, you know, not giving you all, he busts you. But, you know, fortunately, I'm not one of those guys he's busting on. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep working and keep blending with the staff.
Robert, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Number 91, Robert Ayers, joining us here on the program. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, speaking of Coach Coughlin, he'll sit down in the hot seat as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery after this.
This week's New Face interview with Robert Ayers has been brought to you by MetLife. I can do this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We're joined, as always, by the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. All right, Coach, obviously you've been through the five preseason games. Now the regular season stares you right in the face. How would you summarize training camp 2014?
Well, I think the five games were important. I think they were necessary. We had a lot of goals and objectives. The spring certainly wasn't enough for us to accomplish what we had to. On the offensive side of the ball, we had a very good introduction. But we have so many new pieces and new parts that we needed to have extended time on the field, and under the circumstances of our new collective bargaining agreement, that's difficult. So the extra week, the extra opportunity to have a few more days of practice was a good thing. So by and large, I would say that the training camp was good. I thought the players responded. I thought they worked every day that we asked them to. We spelled out our plan for how we were going to execute the camp, and they bought into it. And, you're never happy, you're never satisfied. But as far as the way that the camp flowed and the way in which the schedule accommodated all the nooks and crannies and curves that take place due to scheduling, if nothing else, you play this night 1 week and you play another 5 days later and another week, I thought it went okay.
You know, a lot has been made and talked about the new offense with Ben McAdoo. I want to ask you about the in-game situation because he's never called plays. How did that dynamic work as he kind of learned on the job in preseason?
Well, I think he did a good job. I think he's very well prepared, and his his hesitation does not occur. He doesn't get stumped by circumstances. The play is out to the quarterback early, plenty early enough. I think that the play calling part, this has been a great thing for him. This preseason has been a great experience for him. And I think just like anything else, you do nothing but get better as you continue to work with it. And he knows the system extremely well. I mean, that's why he's here. But he also pulls the trigger and he can adjust.
All right, one of the things that you talked about when we first started doing the show is you wanted to be physical at the point of attack as a football team and offensively. And we saw in the Jet game, in the fourth preseason game for you, against their front seven, which is one of the better ones in the NFL, you were able to run the ball effectively. Talk about the way your running game is coming together.
Well, we didn't sustain as well as we would have liked because, quite frankly, we don't make enough first downs. But we did punch some runs in there. Pretty much every drive had at least one run that would have made you think, well, gosh, just stay with that and accomplish the first down. And, you know, I can remember a second and four, third and four punt rather than, you know, pick up the first down. So I do think that we made progress with the running game. I think that talking about being physical and being physical are two different things. I think we had moments where we were physical. And we did come off the ball and move people, and there were other opportunities that we could have been better than we were. But we have the season now to continue to focus on that. And I don't think there's any question that without that aspect of our offense, the results a year ago were just, they were terrible. The turnovers were ridiculous. So we need that aspect of our game. We need to be able to run the ball.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Now, time for Sights and Sounds of Training Camp 2014.
You gonna put a camera on me while I'm dead tired running like that?
Give me!
No, you gonna stop me or not?
Nobody.
Stay with the program. I may flip some things around. Stay with it. We can wear pads on this day, too. We can put them all on. We got to move forward. We got to advance. Everybody's out here serving each other. We're trying to help each other be the best team that we can possibly be.
Bang, bang.
Camera.
And I'm chilling now.
Hey, let's go, D-Line. Set the tempo today.
Hey, Mom.
Final segment of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Still to come on the beat with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, but first a look at the top five plays of training camp 2014. At number five, Tremaine McBride with the interception. Working his way back from injury, he undercuts the route Eli Manning intended for Reuben Randall. At number four, Eli Manning looking to hook up with Reuben Randall, who makes a one-handed catch in between Prince Amukamara and Stevie Brown.
At number three, Larry Donnell trying to make a bid for the tight end job with this gorgeous catch on the throw from Eli Manning as he outleaps Cooper Taylor for the football. At number two, one of the new Giants, Walter Thurman III, with his interception of Eli Manning on a pass intended for Victor Cruz. Thurman showing his excellent ball skills. At number one, Curtis Painter goes up top to Corey Washington, who's been a sensation in camp and in the preseason games. Washington with his acrobatic catch over Zach Bowman.
The word you hear about the offense, Ben McAdoo's new West Coast offense, is a work in progress. Wow, it's quite a work in progress. You know, it's just been baby steps, sometimes crawling, sometimes falling down, in fact. It's been difficult. I think they've had 17 drives in the first four preseason games with the starting offense. They've only been three touchdowns. That last touchdown against the Jets in the two-minute drill really was a big pick-me-up for everybody involved. So, do I expect it to get better? Yes. Do I expect it to be 100% perfect for the season opener against Detroit? No. This is something that will have to evolve. You don't just put in a completely new offense and expect it to be, ready and rolling and perfect after 6 weeks or so. So there'll be some growing pains, and hopefully for the Giants, more growing, less pains. As far as the defense, the defensive backfield, I think, will be as advertised. Improved with Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie, improved with Walter Thurman, Prince Amukamara rising up, Antrel Roll, obviously, Stevie Brown returning. Defensive backfield should be excellent, maybe one of the best in the league. Really, really good, talented. They seem to have all their bases covered. As long as Beeson comes back, I like the linebackers much more than they have, maybe in a decade. That's how much I like Jamal McClain. Not a Pro Bowl player, very solid, smart veteran. The key to me in this whole defense right now is, number one, JPP returning to form, and almost as important, DeMontre Moore in the second year. They call him the Monster, right? He calls himself the Monster. That's the reputation he had in college. He needs to get on the field, be a pass rusher, live up to that potential. He's had four sacks in the first four preseason games. Very exciting young player. Well, a lot of the old guard is back on special teams. Steve Weatherford is a very solid punter. I think he has resisted the temptation just to boom it. We know Steve Weatherford is a bodybuilder and is on a lot of muscle magazines, but he's resisted the temptation to just take the ball and kick it as far as he can. He tries to directionally put it out of bounds, put it towards the sideline. I think he will nullify other teams' punt returns mostly. And Josh Brown is a solid veteran, 35 years old. He's the oldest player on the team. And as a matter of fact, you want the kicker to be the oldest player on the team. If you have to have an oldest player, let it be the kicker. He doesn't have to do much but kick. 23 out of 26 last year at field goals. He has the leg strength still to kick the ball through the end zone and touchbacks on kickoffs. Very solid. Return game, I just don't know where it is right now. I think Quinton Demps will help on kickoffs. So the Giants tried to upgrade their special teams. I'm not sure quite how much they did right now, but overall I think special teams is fairly solid.
Well, that wraps it up for another summer in the Giants training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. To follow the Giants, go to Giants.com, Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course on Twitter @Giants. Hope you enjoyed it throughout the course of the summer. Hope you learned more about the New York Giants. Make sure you join us next Saturday night right here on My9 as we kick off another season of Giants Access Blue. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching, everybody.